fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the... Okay, I hear myself talking to me from another show. I don't know what's going on here. So maybe my engineer will let me know what's going on so I can talk and not hear myself be doing another show at the same time. That's very distracting. So I'll just stand by until I hear from my engineer what's going on. Okay, it's gone. Now we can start over. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We begin our shows with something that Nancy Pelosi's Chinese spy driver, I doubt ever did, because he was, in fact, a Chinese spy. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage you to ramp up your training for your team. I had lunch a couple weeks ago with a friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent, and he said that the militia people he's working with are engaging in more intense training all this year, what's left of it, and all next year, in preparation for what might be happening in 12 months. Hopefully it won't happen, but if your team is trained up and ready, you'll be better prepared to deal with it. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Steve Ben-Noon. Steve is the proprietor of IsraeliNewsLive.org. I say again, IsraeliNewsLive.org. And we're going to get caught up on the events of the day. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, quick personal update. I may have won the beaver war here at my place. We've got a couple of ponds. The beavers moved in and declared home sweet home. And last Friday, I found out what their source of food is. That's weeping willows. I cut down about 200 weeping willows. And then I attacked their little home that they make with the Kubota tractor, getting it stuck in the mud for about 2 hours before I got it loose. Then we poured diesel fuel and gasoline down to the beaver home and set it on fire. I think they may be gone. I'll confirm that today. But it's been a struggle, to say the least.
Beavers can be a challenge, that's for sure.
Yes. I got a couple of shots at one of them with my M1 carbine, but I missed both times. I've readjusted my red dot sight, and I next time I get a shot, I think I'll have a better chance of scoring. And one of my neighbors has volunteered to come over and pick up the dead beaver and barbecue it. So if we get a dead beaver or two, it'll be a win-win situation. It is funny. Getting the tractor stuck for 2 hours was not funny, but we got it loose. Steve, I'm hearing more and more from people that I know and trust, and books are being written, and various commentators, even the President of the United States, has made comments about the possibility of civil war. I don't want to hear this. I'm at a point in my life where I'd rather watch my grandchildren play football or volleyball, in the case of the girl, and enjoy life, as opposed to stacking up ammunition and buying new sandbags. I really don't need that at my point in my life. What do you think about what's going on, sir, regarding possible civil war in a year or so?
Well, I don't think anybody needs it at all, you know. But you know, John, as I'm watching what's going on all around the world, you just can't help but think, when's it going to come here? I mean, I know it's not civil war in every nation, but you've got Hong Kong, you've got Ukraine, you've got Spain, you've got France, you've got Bolivia,
Ecuador,
Ecuador,
Chile.
Peru, Chile. I mean, it's just like spreading like wildfire all over the world. And a lot of these things are, I really believe they're instigated to begin with because they're wanting to make a change. As George Bush once said, a new world order. You know, so is that one of the reasons why they're doing all this? That's
Well,
some of
the
the intel that I had received originally, that this is what they would do in America. And they said they wanted the Americans to run their bullets out on one another.
right.
So that they could come in and then take over. So I see it coming, and regardless of what the reason they used to get it started with, but I think at the end of the day, John, it's really going to be to facilitate their new global system that they're going to have. And one thing that might help it is if they decide to create a problem in the economics of the United States. That seems to be what causes it everywhere else really well. And if all, and you don't even have to cause the economic chaos. Let's say you don't even have to cause the dollar collapse. All you have to do is just say, well, so sorry, the government doesn't have any money this month to give out food stamps or any of our other benefits that we give out, and so you're just on your own this time around. That's all it would take.
Absolutely. Well, there's been isolated incidents where the debit cards that they give these folks for their subsidies stop working, and people were in the offices that issued the cards within an hour or two, raising hell and tearing the place up. So we know what would happen fairly quickly. But these incidents happening in all the countries that you and I mentioned, Steve, these are not spontaneous events that are happening as some kind of natural course of history. These are orchestrated by the communists and George Soros to achieve a certain goal, aren't they?
Oh, yes, they are. They're definitely there to achieve a certain goal. In fact, there are two friends, journalists down in Bolivia that contacted me when the problem started down there. And you know, of course, it's allegedly over the elections, which was kind of what we're anticipating here. And the whole purpose there with the man that got reelected, they said to me, they said the media is trying to spin it that he stole the election. They said, but the guy actually, this would be his fourth term. And they said he's the one that actually cleaned up the drug running problem in that country and threw out the CIA and the DEA. And they said so, in their opinion, they feel like that this is an orchestrated coup in order to put in the man that whoever it be in the world that wants a different person in gets in there. So I think that could be the same situation we have here when the time comes. You know, it might be that the intelligence that I always get on it is that they're bringing in a new world order system, and this is out of Israeli intelligence. And I was being told at that time that what's going on down in Venezuela was orchestrated as well, and that the Mossad had boots on the ground to help facilitate that situation because they wanted to be able to get a hold of the natural resources. And
now, this would be just the opposite. This would be people attempting to destroy a communist regime, wouldn't it?
Well, more than likely so, yes. And you know, you mentioned communists. That's really, I guess that's the main thing that they go for. But the problem is, this new world order system is to bring about a communist regime on a global scale. And that's where the problem comes in, John.
Right, right. Well, that is the ultimate goal. And we, the United States of America, we are the prize. They have to take us down to take down the rest of the world.
That's true. That's true. And of course, they're saying that when I say they, I'm talking about people that I know in the Mossad. They said that China will be the new world power when this is all over with. So, you know, we know that the Chinese, they do not want to make the mistake that Hitler made, as it was made by one of their defense ministers a little while back. They want to engage the United States when that time comes solely alone, not multiple fronts going on. So why not help destabilize the entire world to where everyone is fighting against themselves before you take on your last arch enemy?
Well, and we are the last arch enemy. Asians don't think the same way Caucasians do. Their culture, their society, they plan decades in advance. What's happening right now in 2019 was planned decades ago. And they've been very, very patient in implementing their plan, getting all the pieces on the chessboard very carefully put in place prior to anything important happening, correct?
That's very true. And they've been working on that, like you said, for a long, long time. And they've had a lot of help as well, though, John. You know, this is one of the reasons why back in the 90s, all of our companies were being moved over to China. That was to give them the economic strength that they would need to become that new world power. And you know, I had friends that I know of that actually moved their companies there to China. And this is why the Israelis know so much about what China is going to be. And as I was told in one of my broadcasts one time, or after the broadcast I made it, I was kind of giving China a rough way to go over their Silk Road. And so I was contacted by somebody high level in the Israeli government, and they told me, they said, you need to keep your mouth shut about that. You know, the Chinese, you need to say good things about the Chinese and not bad things about the Chinese. I'm like, wow. So the next time around, John, I just said, you know, there's some great Chinese people out there, but that communist government I could really care less about, and they're worthless, no good. And
Right.
I said something good. Now let me finish what I was going to say, though, about it. You know, it's an orchestrated plan, and it's you know, I know you've reported on it, John. There's a lot of Chinese that have come into this nation. Whether they come in illegally, whether they come in through fast track citizenship, all these little startup companies. I mean, people have no idea, John, how many LLCs can be started and used to facilitate the movement of minimum of 10 people at a time. And I've known individuals that have anywhere from 500 to 1,000 LLCs open under one name. And as long as they meet that criteria, they can be phantom companies. They could be linked to some shell company. And that's how they get all these people
right,
in here.
Right. Well, I am a paralegal, and I've done a considerable amount of paralegal work in between investigating murders. And I could set up a corporation I have a 1 hour lunch break, set up a corporation, and still have more than half an hour to eat my lunch. And that was before computers. if you're in the profession of setting up corporations, it's a very routine matter, very simple, very quick. And people hear you talk about hundreds of LLCs. To me, that's not a big deal. To anybody, any professional who knows how to do this, it's not a big deal to set up LLCs, set up corporations. It's routine. It's done all the time. And people don't understand this. They get down these different rabbit trails where somebody did research, for example, and found that in Delaware, somebody incorporated the United States of America back in the 1970s. And they think that that makes our government a private corporation, which it's just another LLC that has nothing to do with the federal government of the United States. It's kind of a rabbit trail. But when people get into areas that they don't really understand, they end up with reaching the wrong conclusions, don't they?
That is true. That is very true. There's a lot to it, and a lot of people are not aware of how they work or why they're open. Some of them are legitimate businesses. Some of them are not. Some of them have real addresses. Some of them don't have real addresses. Some of them are just post office boxes, whether it be in this country, another country, or some of them are owned by another corporation that'll be the managing partner of that corporation. So you won't see any names assigned to it. And then you got your limited liability partnerships. Those are the ones that are really stealth, because you can hide who the owners of those companies are. And that's what makes the loophole in our nation to be able to do a lot of clandestine things. There's your loophole right there.
Right, right. Well, I've done those things myself professionally in order to accomplish certain goals in my career as an investigator. I would get various fictitious name registrations, for example. I'll give you an example of one that I used back in the mid-'80s, early to mid-'80s. It was Air America LLC. And we had signs printed up, magnetic signs for our vehicles that said, air quality testing in Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana. And business cards printed up. We had hats and name tags and everything. And it was a great cover until the movie came out, where everybody found out that Air America was a CIA operation in Laos back in the 1960s. And we had to abandon that operation and come up with a new one. But it was great while it lasted.
Yes.
So these are routine things that are routinely done, and they may be nefarious, they may be very innocuous, and maybe just another dog grooming company. It's both ends of the spectrum, isn't it?
That's exactly right, John. You have to know what you're doing when you're researching those type things. But, you know, the one thing is that this is what the Chinese have taken advantage of in putting boots on the ground here. And, of course, the Russians have done it as well. We don't want to leave those guys out. They're really good at it. And so to stir up something in this nation and then do it internally, which, like I said, this is what their objective is. They want to cause an internal strife here.
They do. Hold that thought. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 29th of October. We're going on a cruise. It will be fun. It will be romantic. Leaving Florida the 9th of February, returning a week later, the 16th. Details at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can contact our cruise director for details. That's Betsy Murphy. Her telephone, here it is, Betsy Murphy's telephone, 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. Visiting Mr. Steve Ben Noon, his website is israelinewslive.org. I say again, israelinewslive.org. And we will have a speaking engagement in Metro Orlando the 8th of February, won't we, Steve?
Yes, we do. And what we're doing right now, John, because we had a whole bunch of major illness issues come down in my home, so I've been against the wall trying to get the ticket system set up. So what I'm doing, and people have responded because I want it only announced here before we put it out on our side. If the people are interested in being first to get the tickets, and I've had several people email me already, just email me at Stephen@israelinewslive.org. Let me know you want tickets for the show first and your name. They'll be $25 each, and then we'll go ahead and have you put down, and as soon as it's up, I'll email you the link so you can get it. And then after we get it public here, we'll give everybody here a first shot. Then we'll put it on Israeli News Live, and then they'll sell out within a couple of days.
It's highly likely that you will meet my friend Ted Brower, who lives in Metro Orlando. And then just I'll stand back and watch the two of you get to know each other. It will be a hoot. Between his knowledge and your knowledge and myself, we could solve the problems of the world, I think, in 4 or 5 hours. But that'll be fun, and I'm looking forward to it. And what a great time to be away from the ice and cold and snow and be in the beautiful Caribbean on Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines and be in Orlando. So check that. Well, as soon as we get the venue squared away and all the details, we'll get that posted on my website. Steve, we got an election in almost exactly 12 months. It's 12 months and a few days. And this time will fly by. It will fly by so fast, it will make your head spin, won't it?
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. You know what's funny? You say that, John, about how time flies by. And people always say it. They say, well, time is going by faster than it ever has. And then I heard one person say one day, they said, look, a day is still 24 hours. A week is still 7 days. Well, you know, I do a lot of research in the Dead Sea Scrolls. All these were part of the Institute. We researched the actual fragments. And I ran across one document not too long ago. And I don't remember for sure if it's Dead Sea Scrolls or one of the like Nag Hammadi writings. But they said that in the last days, the weeks would pass like hours, and the months would pass like a week, and time would speed up. And I'm like, isn't that interesting? Because when I was a kid, it seemed like the day would never end, and I thought that I would never become an adult. My mother lied to me and said she was as small like I was, and I was born a child, she was born an adult, and that's the way it was.
Well, when I was a boy, I couldn't wait to be an adult and do adult stuff. And
yeah, like, same for me. I wanted to be an adult, but I just thought I was stuck.
Right. And we have these milestones that we look forward to. Old enough to ride a bicycle. Old enough to go to school by yourself. Old enough to get your first BB gun. You know, and all these touchstone points where, the prize of getting that driver's license in your pocket. What a prize that was. But it did seem like, especially in the younger years, it did seem like the days and weeks and months passed forever. It took a long time, and now they're just in fast forward. Getting back to the original premise, we have an election in 12 months. I fully expect Hillary will be the Democratic nominee, by the way. All politics aside, she's the only one that can raise any serious money. And without raising serious money, there's no point in even running. And Elizabeth Warren can't do that. Bernie Sanders should probably drop out. I'm surprised he hasn't yet with his health conditions. And the rest of these people don't even know who they are, Kamala Harris and so forth. It will be Hillary, and there's no doubt in my mind that if we have a free and fair election and eliminate as much fraud as possible, that of course Donald Trump's going to be reelected. Between now and then, however, the Democrats, I think, will run out of steam on their phony impeachment scams in the next 3 to 4 weeks. At the same time, Attorney General Barr is ramping up his investigations, and I hope it will be issuing indictments before very long. They're toast. They know they're toast, and they can't win at the election, at the voting booth. So they're going to take action in the form of physical violence, civil disorder, won't they, sir?
Well, I can guarantee you one thing. It's like little children at a spat party, boy. If they don't get their way, it's going to be a day of reckoning.
Absolutely.
Speaking of Hillary.
Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back here. We're here on Tuesday, the 29th of October. The month is quickly slipping away from us. If you want to keep up with what's going on this planet geopolitical-wise, we have a new posting every day of the week at my website at thelibertyman.com. On the right side, near the top there, daily intelligence briefing prepared by my friend of mine, former counterintelligence agent I met while working on a homicide a few years ago. It's a lot of work. Dozens of fresh new articles, 7 days a week, posted at my website at thelibertyman.com. You want to keep up with what's going on? A great place to do it. If you have arthritis pain, I know many of you do, or you're not sleeping well at night, well, there's another big chunk of people. You need an energy cleaner, quite frankly. I use mine every night. I wake up pain-free after doing various things, like last Friday using a hand-operated winch called a come-along to pull a several thousand-pound Kubota tractor out of the mud. Did I have some soreness? My hands, my arms, and shoulders? Of course I did. I woke up pain-free Saturday morning because I sleep on the energy cleaner. You can also. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, well, they vary in price. You might need twin size, a full, a queen, king, California king. I got them all listed for sale there. It's a great package. You already have your energy cleaner. Christmas coming up. Somebody you know, somebody you care about needs an energy cleaner. Consider that. What a great gift. You can place your order using PayPal right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Steve Ben-Noon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. Steve, before we get to our next caller, you want to finish your thought that was interrupted before the break?
I forgot what I was saying.
Oh, well, that's okay. I know I have to write it down or I'll forget too. We got a caller and holder. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello, Mr. Noon.
How you doing?
Fine. I was wondering, what would be the point of impeaching Trump? I mean, who would he be replaced with? He would be replaced by was that president, vice president?
Well, I would imagine if they did, that's what would happen. I think it's about the stupidest thing they could do, though. You know, even if you don't agree with President Trump, right, if you don't agree with his policies or whatever the case may be, you know, you're too close to another election anyway. So why would you go with the impeachment? It just doesn't make sense. Which reminds me of what I was going to say.
To discredit him and people by suggestion or...
You know, the thing is when they start doing all this discrediting, which they do it with every president practically that ever comes into office, especially in the modern era with technology, you know, sometimes the best thing to do is just ignore a lot of it. You know, don't engage all that. You know, that only adds fuel to the fire.
Shit. All right. Let's see. Just what is the truth about Mike Pence? What is he? Who is he really connected with, and what interest does he represent? And how did he get to be in where he is in the presidency? How was he selected as a running mate? Was he a compromise or what?
You know, that answer I don't know enough of. Well, I know I was listening to a thing on Fox not too long ago, and they were talking about him a little bit. But for myself, and some of the things that I've investigated, I've not seen anything really with Mike Pence. You know, how he got selected, I have no idea personally. But,
I got some follow up on that. Okay. There, Steve.
I think, John, you probably would have a little better.
Well, the selection of vice president, typically one of the most important aspects is how will it help the ticket? And how will it translate into electoral college votes? That's a massive part of selecting any vice president, this one or any other. My friend Dave Hodges, his website, The Common Sense Show, Dave is holding on to some proprietary information regarding Mike Pence that he may or may not elect to release publicly. I'm not sure the nature of it, we shall see. He's very concerned about who Mike Pence is and who he's connected to, but we shall see. There will not be a conviction of this president at an impeachment trial unless a whole bunch of Republican senators turn coat and vote for conviction. What the impeachment process is doing right now is motivating the base of people who support President Trump, motivating them to show up at rallies in unheard of numbers, and motivating people to encourage others, to conservative Christians especially, to register to vote and prepare to vote in 12 months. So it's actually having the opposite effect. The impeachment process does not make anybody who's against President Trump against him any more than they already are, but it is actually motivating people who may have been passive in the past concerning President Trump, motivating them to register to vote, encourage their friends to register to vote, and actually get out and vote in just over 12 months. So I believe they're having the opposite effect, John, of what they hope to get. Anything else?
Unless, of course, what they're trying to do is stir up emotion so that they can light a spark with Agent Provocateurs and, you know, actually ignite civil unrest and rioting. Well,
Agent Provocateurs, by definition, are paid to do what they do. They don't need a spark. All they need is a green light from the people that control them. That's the nature of agent provocateurs. But, I've dealt with these people professionally.
Is this? Are they trying to set people up psychologically for a situation where they can set up agent provocateurs to set off civil unrest because of anger?
Well, civil unrest will be provoked, and it may or may not have anything to do with impeachment. They can create something out of thin air like they did with Michael Brown. I have a lot of tight connections to everything that went down in Ferguson, Missouri a few years back. They can create things out of thin air. They don't need an impeachment. They could just make something up out of thin air and then run with it, because the media will fan the flames, won't they, Stephen?
They're good at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's all.
Oh, well, thank you, John. We appreciate the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. I've seen many people in the Patriot community, Steve. They get caught up on what may or may not be a false flag event, and a lot of silliness. For example, people claiming that no children died at Sandy Hook Elementary School. It takes about 15 minutes to analyze and figure that they would have to have at least 500 adults all agreeing to be part of the conspiracy to conceal the fake deaths. Try to get that under control. All the parents of the children, the grandparents of the children, the siblings of the children, the first responders, all the spouses of the first responders, all the adult children of the first responders, all the people in the community that have friends that were in the neighborhood. It would be a massive list of people who would all have to agree to be part of a grand conspiracy that no children died at Sandy Hook Elementary School, which is that's just beyond anything that could be accomplished, in my opinion. So don't focus. I'm going to encourage people. Don't focus on silliness such as trying to determine if this event or that event is a false flag. What you need to be focused on is the grand plan, the grand scheme, what they want to accomplish, and how to protect yourself and the people you care about from their plans. Correct, Steve?
Well, that's true, John. Because you know there are cases to where there could be some arguments made as something being a false flag. But then again, I've seen cases that that are called false flags that I know for a fact myself are not. Two of those were one where the Texas church shooting. I know there were a lot of people that thought that was a false flag, put it out there all over the media, but yet. Five of those people that were killed were followers of ours, friends of ours, and John, he survived. His wife was killed. His children, he had a couple of children that were not, but his parents were killed. He lost the most people in that shooting. And I also know that what they never tell in the police report was that it was a armed citizen that wounded this man when he was fleeing, and he actually bled to death. They said he did a self-inflicted gun wound, but that was not true.
And this is the incident where, at the Texas church where the NRA instructor who lived next door got his AR and shot the guy and then chased him down in a pickup truck.
Yes. Yes.
Right. That came up last night. That incident came up. I was at the chief's meeting in our county, and that incident was pointed out as we had our discussions. We got a call on hold here. We got Rob in Illinois. Good morning, Rob.
Hello, fellas. I wanted to respond to the vice president stuff.
Please.
Throughout history, if we recall, you know, Johnson was forced onto Kennedy. Reagan had Bush forced onto him. So we believe that Trump had to, because Trump didn't know anything about politics and who to run with. So pretty much Pence was forced onto Trump. You know, that was the deal that was made. Okay, you're the nominee. You go with this guy. Pence has a checkered past, as far as we know. People have to search this for themselves, whether or not Dave Hodges releases stuff in the future. But Pence and his wife are both, as governor of Indiana, were part, again, you have to do your own research. I've looked it up. I've come across articles and people that research this stuff where they have been part, allegedly, of like the flesh trade, dealing with children and so on and so forth. So he's no clean cookie. Also, when you talk about the General Flynn case, how General Flynn's in all this trouble, and now it's, you know, finally it's, they actually have documents. Sidney Powell is now pulling out documents how Flynn was set up. We, even though we knew Flynn was set up from the beginning, like, you know, all the FBI falsifying documents and the 302s or whatever they want to call it, and saying that he lied, and it was basically a process crime. Well, Pence is the one that actually threw Flynn under the bus. It is Flynn that made this phone call to the ambassador of Russia, and he was talking to him, and I think it was Kislyak. And during that phone call that Flynn was had, which was a legit phone call, according to, and I was listening to Steve Pachetik on Alex Jones, now take credibility here, but this is Steve Pachetik we're talking about. Steve Pachetik mentioned that day that they were sharing, Flynn and Kislyak were sharing that day, they were comparing notes, comparing a list of all the pedo criminals that were not just in the United States or Russia, but internationally, and they were comparing a list, and that's the one thing that Flynn did not share in that phone call, and that got Pence into an outrage trying to get, you know, them to find out what were you talking about, why were you talking about it, and then that's when, boom, Pence threw Flynn under the bus, and then Flynn has been in this whole motion for the last 2.5 years and lost pretty much everything, which he will be exonerated from, by the way.
One comment on what the caller is saying there, John. The one thing that I do know that Pence is connected deeply with that I haven't thoroughly searched out, he is connected very deeply with the Vatican.
All right.
That might sum up some of that those thoughts
okay.
as well. I don't know. Other than that, some of the investigation I've been on for about a year, I didn't see anything on him really. So, but doesn't mean that he's not. Like I said, there could be all kinds of skeletons in the closet. Who knows?
Maybe. Rob, right, any guys. Follow-up before we move on? Okay,
no,
thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Call number is 800-313-9443. It's hard to imagine anybody forcing anything on Donald Trump. It was probably suggested to him as being a good thing to bring Pence on board, and I don't know who he had for advisors at the time when they were in this process of picking a running mate. But Donald Trump's not the kind of guy I would try to force anything on. How about you, Steve?
Well, you know, the thing is, talking about the forcing, you know, it could just be strongly suggested by not a good advisor. But I know that it's been denied, but Jared Kushner and Ivanka have been wanting him to drop Pence for the next election and take a woman for a running mate instead. So now, is that true or not? They did deny that when it came out, when that was leaked out. But so I don't know if that's true or if they just didn't want that leaked out at that time. You know, who's to say? But if he did change, I would think either Michelle Bachmann or Nikki Haley would probably be who he would choose, or that might be who they have in mind.
Okay. Well, I would. What was the name of that female governor in Alaska? Sarah Palin? Maybe her time has passed, but she would have been a great choice a few years ago, I think.
Yeah. Michelle Bachmann, I believe, really thought that she might get chosen the last time around because she had contacted me on several emails. She was trying to clean up her past. And so there was one video that I had that she wanted me to remove, and it seemed to me that she was really hopeful that she might be chosen as VP, because at first I couldn't understand why she was worried about it. I'm like, I didn't say anything. Everything in there is good about you. Why would you worry about that? She's worried
about the connection to you, not what was in the video.
That's exactly right.
So it wasn't the message, it was the messenger that she was concerned about.
That's it.
Oh, I'm connected to this this guy.
Well, you know, yeah. What happened after that, John, just to show you exactly where it was coming from, as soon as I removed the video for her sake. I said, okay. I said, you know, I understand. And the next thing, you know, I didn't understand exactly. I just had to try to read between the lines.
It's called guilt by association, but go ahead.
Exactly. So then as soon as I had removed it, within about 30 days, the Vatican came out and publicly stated that Michelle Bachmann had cleared herself of all of her associations with those that are against the Catholic Church.
Oh, okay. That reminds me of Timothy McVeigh, who did not blow up anything, but was convicted and executed. He walked by a table at a gun show in Kansas City and picked up a business card from a Missouri militia outfit, put it in his pocket. And that was regarded as a connection to the Missouri militia. How about that? We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tuesday, the 29th of October, visiting with Steve Ben-Noon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. Steve, some clarification here. People were saying that the Texas church shooting, nobody died. Is that what they were claiming?
Well, there were, and when it first happened, there were some people that, you know, as always, they jump on the bandwagon saying it was staged.
Staged meaning it was a theatrical event, nobody died.
could be, or, you know, just like the other case, it could be staged, you know, and somebody actually did it, but it was an inside government job. But
right.
The thing was, the man that actually did it, John had shared with me about that, it was actually someone that dated a girl that went to that church here. I think it was the pastor's daughter. And he said that, you know, him and his wife had befriended the boy, tried to, you know, show him kindness. He said, but he was just troubled. He had a lot of issues. And, I guess the relationship went south, and then he got angry and he came in there and took it out on everybody. He said, in fact, he couldn't understand why he would have shot his wife as much as his wife showed kindness to this young man. And he said he just did it point blank range in cold blood, shot her twice, actually, not once.
Right, right. Well, I've investigated quite a few murders in my time, and what people typically do, and it happened in this case, people attempt to, people who are psychologically normal attempt to evaluate the actions of somebody who is suffering from some kind of psychological disorder. And you can't do that. You can't make sense out of something like that using normal logic, because it won't work.
No, that's true. In the same case in France, in Paris, the at the cafe there, where, you know, there was a lot of people in America saying that this was a staged event as well. And I actually went there after the shooting, of course, because I was living in Europe at the time. And, you know, of course, you see all the flowers, everything out beside that. But what was really striking to me, which made me realize it wasn't just a random act, one of the trees there where they had all the flowers around had been struck by one of the bullets, and it had grazed the side of the tree. And of course, you could see how the round went in, how the round came out. And I forget the details on that shooting at the time, but I remember that it did somewhat match the type of weapon that was being used to kill those people with there as well. And you could just tell, by the way, I mean, you don't go in the middle of downtown France and start shooting high-powered weapons like that. And so it was obvious that there had something had taken place there, and there was certainly gunfire in the direction of the people in the restaurant. So it was consistent with the narrative that was coming out about that, you know, the people that died in that attack as well.
Right, right. We got one last follow-up here. One of our callers mentions that all he's seeing is Trump 2020 signs, not Trump Pence 2020. I'm not sure what the significance of that is, but a caller wanted to point that out. We're out of time here, Steve. It was a fast hour.
It sure was. Yep. John, we appreciate it, and we should have everything up by our next broadcast where we can get some tickets out to people. We got plenty of time, and like I said, I know that people that are listening here that want to be able to come to the conference to listen to John speak on this, you know, definitely when we put it up, or email me now.
Okay.
Because when our folks get a hold of it, it won't last.
It'll sell out in a few days. All right. Steve, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next week. Appreciate it.
Thank you, John. Take care.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com
or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.